The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Final score here from Dignity Health Arena at Bakersfield. Condors score late one, and that turns out to be the difference in a 2-1 final. So both teams now sitting at 1-1, and they split the two games to begin the regular season, with each home team picking up a one-goal victory. Tight checking, a game of ebbs and flows, points in various times of the game in which it felt like one team was really dominating. Just three combined goals, though, after a game in which these two teams combined for 13 goals exactly a week ago at Texiu Arena. So practices throughout the week, I think, allowed for both teams to tighten up defensively. Good goaltending on both sides, but ultimately a giveaway leads to a breakaway for Quinn Hudson, and he buries it for his first in the American Hockey League. Final shots tonight, 22-21 in favor of the Barracuda, but the Condors get that late goal, and that turns out to be the difference. Shots in the third, 8-5 in favor of San Jose. Bakersfield goes 1-for-4 on the power play. They scored their lone power play goal in the second. Barracuda, who scored three times on the advantage last weekend, and their opener go 0-for-3 tonight, one of them lasting just 10 seconds, but nonetheless, they can't score in the third on a power play. And the Bakersfield Condors end up getting that tie-breaking goal, the tally by Quinn Hudson. Robbie Draventi opened up the scoring at 6:44 the second period from Ren Pitlick and Atro Lepinen. But in the third, an unlikely suspect ends up tying the score. Cole Clayton blocks a shot, carries the puck up ice on a 2-on-1, and ends up going upstairs on Connor Ingram to level things up. Far side, fighting it a little bit, ends up trying to clear, can't do so. Griffith near side, Mariala, quick drop pass, good block shot. Here comes Clayton, it's an on-man rush. Cole Clayton coming down the wing. Clayton holds, shoots, score! Cole Clayton goes upstairs. It's his first in a Barracuda sweater, and we're all tied up at 1-1. Assisted goal. Clayton blocked the shot, and on an on-man rush, I think he caught Ingram off guard. The defenseman going upstairs, a beautiful finish. Beautiful shot from Cole Clayton, just the 13th goal of his career. He had just one last year, but a thing of beauty goes upstairs on Ingram, beats him on a 2-on-1. Barracuda tied the score up at 1-1. So at that point, really anybody's game, and the Barracuda were out playing the Condors in that third period. Unfortunately, at 16:24, and you give kudos to Seth Griffith, the longtime captain of the Bakersfield Condors. He was relentless trying to track the puck down right on the heels a Barracuda defenseman, Matthias Haviland. As Haviland kind of circled behind the net, was carrying the puck up the right wing. That pressure from Griffith forced a quick pass right into the middle of the ice, right onto the tape of Quinn Hudson. Hudson busts it on net uncontested and beats Gabe Carrier at 16:24 for his first in the AHL, and that turns out to be the game-winning goal as the Bakersfield Condors claim a 2-1 victory. Gabe Carrier takes the hard luck loss, allows two goals on 21 shots. Connor Ingram in his Condors debut picks up the win, 21 saves on 22 shots, and the Bakersfield Condors pick up their first win of the season. Let's go over our three stars. Number three star is Connor Ingram. He was solid as a rock in between the pipes. He's the number three star, first win as a Condor. The number two star, Robbie Draventi, scored on the power play in the second goal in his many games. Comes at 6:44. He's the number two star. And the number one star, Quinn Hudson, unassisted goal. It turns out to be the game winner at 16:24 of the third period. He is the number one star. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 27 minutes. 5,851 saw it here at Dignity Health Arena. Great crowd for this home opener for the Bakersfield Condors. These teams will play each other six more times on the regular season slate, but not again until early January. Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday. A 7 o'clock puck drop against the Coachella Valley Firebirds, and we will have the broadcast coverage for you starting at 6:30 with our pregame show, Cuda Countdown. Barracuda fall tonight, a hard luck loss, a score of 2-1 at Bakersfield, and the record now evens at 1 win, 1 loss. Same can be said for the Bakersfield Condors. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. A huge thank you to all those who tuned in tonight, whether you listened or you watch. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again this upcoming Wednesday when the Barracuda return back home to Texas CU Arena and return to the ice to take on the top affiliate of the Seattle Kraken. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Condors 2 and the Barracuda 1. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good night from Dignity Health Arena in Bakersfield.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.